The world seeks after wealth and all that mammon offers, yet never is content. Though gold should fill its coffers, I have a higher good. Content with it I'll be. My Jesus is my wealth. What is the world to me? For our daily prayer, we use the Order of Morning Prayer found on page 235 in the Lutheran Service Book, or page 024 in the middle section of the Treasury of Daily Prayer. Let us pray.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be.
We continue with hymn number 724 in Lutheran Service Book, If God Himself Be For Me.
Thank you.
reading for today is from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 19th chapter, verses 11 through 28. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then to return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave to them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good servant. Because you have been faithful in a very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. He said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. The other came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him, and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that everyone who has more will be given him. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. And when he had said these things, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For today's meditation on God's Word, we welcome Pastor John Steubenrausch, St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Ogallala, Nebraska.
Grace and peace to you from Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Today's text is from Luke 19:11 and following. It is sometimes called the Parable of the Minas. As they heard these things, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near to Jerusalem and because they supposed that the kingdom of God was to appear immediately. He said, therefore, a nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and then return. Calling 10 of his servants, he gave them 10 minas and said to them, engage in business until I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a delegation after him, saying, we do not want this man to reign over us. When he returned, having received the kingdom, he ordered these servants, to whom he had given the money, to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by doing business. The first came before him, saying, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. And he said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Because you have been faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Lord, your mina has made 5 minas. And he said to him, and you are to be over 5 cities. Then another came, saying, Lord, here is your mina, which I kept laid away, hidden in a handkerchief. For I was afraid of you, because you are a severe man. You take what you did not deposit and reap what you did not sow. He said to him, I will condemn you with your own words, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a severe man, taking what I did not deposit and reaping what I did not sow. Why then did you not put my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have collected it with interest? And he said to those who stood by, take the mina from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas. And they said to him, Lord, he has 10 minas. I tell you that to everyone who has more will be given, but from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. But as for these enemies of mine, who did not want me to reign over them, bring them here and slaughter them before me. In our text, the return of the nobleman refers to Jesus' second coming, when he will come to judge the living and the dead. Our text not only points to the second coming, but how we are to live while waiting for the return of Christ. The parable is fairly straightforward. The mina given to the man who earned 10 is given 10 talents. The man who earned 5 is given 5 talents. The servant who hid the gifts the nobleman gave him, thinking the nobleman was harsh and mean, got exactly what he thought, a harsh and mean punishment. The servants who use the gifts wisely do not claim to have earned the extra money. Recount, they said, Lord, your mina has made 10 minas more. This is the gift of the Lord's kingdom. Your baptism, the Lord's Holy Supper, all powered by the Holy Word, produce the increase, not the servants. It always gets back to the means of grace, doesn't it? We Christians do good works, period. That's what we do as the body of Christ. But not to earn salvation. Our salvation that is from the Lord has earned for us is what empowers us to produce good works, earns more minas, so to speak. We 21st century hearers of the parable, with the gift of history in hindsight, through the power of the Holy Spirit, are encouraged to concentrate and praise the Lord for what we know is about to happen in the holy city. That is, the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus for our salvation. But also, by this same gift of faith, we are now empowered, equipped to earn more minas, so to speak, with our love to our Lord and each other, with our gifts and time and talents. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
We thank Pastor John Steuben Rausch for today's meditation on God's Word. We now continue with hymn number 685 from Lutheran Service Book, Let Us Ever Walk with Jesus.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, as your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, ascended into the heavens, so may we also ascend in heart and mind, and continually dwell there with him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, you have safely brought us to the beginning of this day. Defend us in the same with your mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by your governance, may be righteous in your sight. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Taught by our Lord and trusting his promises, we are bold to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory,
Thank you for joining us for morning prayer. May our Lord Jesus Christ keep you in his grace and bless your day.